Welcome to Real Money Talks. Real strategies from the money makers and the world changers that you can use to make millions, keep those millions, multiply your wealth, and build your team. Here's your host, author of 5 New York Times bestsellers, money expert on Dr. Phil, CNN, CNBC, The Street TV, Fox News, and The View, Laurel Langmire.
Hey, this is Laurel. Welcome back to Laurel's Real Money Talks, the podcast where we talk about that, how to make money, how to keep it, how to invest it, how to use a team, and how all sorts of people in the world have interesting businesses and making money. That's the majority of them. Sometimes we interview investors and different investing opportunities and just different things that are going on. There's a lot still going on blockchain. It's sort of all calmed down when the NFTs and crypto, you know, took its little spin, but it is still in full effect. I'll be bringing more of those guests on in the next month to come. Today, I have with me Jay Fassett, long time friend from Canada, up in Calgary. He and his wife, Corey, have started a new venture, and it is called Love, Sex, and Psychedelics. And I love the topic. Jay. You're the first founders of the Connection Experience through psychedelic retreats. I know you do them very personally, like in your space with you and your wife, your high school sweetheart, your relationship over 30 years. Well done on that. That's pretty rare, as you know. And the impact not only on kids, right? He's a father, he's a husband. He and I have been friends through multiple businesses. In fact, I asked Jay right before our recording to start with a little bit of his history, right? I don't actually know, Jay, have you ever had a job? Like, I had a job for just a few years, but I was pretty unemployable because of, you know, how I think and what I do. So just give us a fast forward to now, why psychedelics. And I want to get right into it because there's a lot of controversy around this topic. I'm in the marijuana space. So legalized marijuana, which is now recreational and medical on my license. But like I told you also, people are like, oh my gosh, she's in the drug business. And it's like, no, I'm changing lives off opioids. So welcome. I can't wait to have this conversation with you.
Yeah, there's a lot to go through. So a snapshot is this. I've been unemployable almost my entire life, You know, I think the last job I had was waiting tables, paying my way through through college prior to starting my own businesses. So I've been, you know, independently employed quite literally since I've been 9 years old with you know, one or two quick little jaunts into the service industry and paying for school. That's really it.
You went into Masterminds Millions, which I was on many of your stages, but the, yes. You know, we're really together during your JVology teaching people joint ventures. So how do you go from JVology? I know COVID was in the middle of that to now psychedelics. How'd you and Corey uncover?
I'm going to back it up just so it makes a little bit of sense because a bunch of our folks in our community now are from way back when. So we actually started with a personal development company called Personal Best Seminars, and we put about 40,000 people through our doors over 25 years. And after doing that for a while, I decided I wanted to do some work in the high-end entrepreneurial world. We ran some masterminds. That led to people asking about how to do that. And that led to the Mastermind to Millions brand, which that thing just kind of exploded. And the timing was right. And we'd been leading masterminds at Personal Best for literally 25 years. So nobody had as much experience as we did. And then after running that so long, people are always like, so how the hell did you build this mastermind brand? And I would always say, with joint ventures. And they're going like, can you teach me? It's like, no, we don't do that. And then after like the 7,892nd person asked, it's like, well, Jesus, if I like you, I'll tell you. And then that that turned into.
How do you write a best-selling book, right? How'd you get this? And it's like, well, you know, first become like a real client, get in shape to be in business. And then I'll tell you, because this is no light load just to become a best-selling.
Exactly. And that's really what happened. So we started this summit, and then people wanted to come to the summit, but they didn't have the skill set and all the rest of it. So then we started training them to get ready to go to the summit. And then that became JVology. And then what transpired through that is my dear wife and I, high school sweethearts, we were heading towards our 25th wedding anniversary, and we had fallen into parallel lives. And nothing was bad, and nothing was great. And we struggled, and literally we led couples retreats and couples weekends and personal development thing. And we were kind of in this self-righteous spot of Jesus Murphy, if we can't figure it out, who the hell can? And that's, by the way, dumb thinking, let's be very clear. But we had gotten into that rut and we just got to this spot of we're leading parallel lives and it's like something has got to give. And literally just months before our 25th wedding anniversary, we literally courted for 10 years prior. So we'd already been together 35 years. I had experience with psychedelics That was one of the top five meaningful experiences of my entire life. And came home and said, "Hun, this is what's going on. This is where I'm at. And everything's going to change. And it's already underway." And of course, that was a very welcome conversation. And literally 10 days after that, the world shut down with COVID. And what was beautiful about that is that I was no longer on planes, trains, and automobiles. We had quite literally what we thought was going to be weeks. It turned into years of being together, having these incredible conversations. And we began exploring psychedelics. And we will both say that the foundation of that exploration is what saved our marriage. But I think more important than, I don't like that phrasing. Yeah. We reinvented ourselves and we reinvented our marriage and we recommitted to our marriage. And after doing that for a couple of years, people came out of the woodwork and was like, "What the hell are you doing? And can you help?" And we're like, "Listen, we're just trying to figure out our own shit. And I think we're getting there. Like, we're not going to help you. We're just trying to figure out our own shit.
We don't have your shit to do it too." I love it.
No way. And then a little after that, it's like, well, let's go do this certification program and see, you know, maybe close friends and, you know, some family we could help. And we did the certification, decided we would run a little beta test. That beta test completed fundamentally almost exactly a year ago. And in that time frame, we have since done about 260 journeys in a community of couples and individuals. We have saved marriages. We have saved lives. We have transformed a multitude of folks in their life, their world, and their perspective of what's going on. And it is frankly, in all seriousness, the most meaningful work I have done in my life.
Wow. So talk about, I'm going to go back to like the education part, because always people say, well, you know, what are you certified in? What are you whatever in? And you and I are extremely certified in, you name it, right? From linguistics to NLP, we could go through our whole litany. Who does certifications, much less the FDA, right? I mean, here we are in America. We have the FDA, right? You have the CDC, you have all these, you know, I just know what it's at, on the marijuana space. So here you're moving into psychedelics, which is, you know, more intense, but it's already legalized. I know it's legalized in Oregon, Washington, several states are starting to legalize and use it in microdosing, very specific. But who's the body that certifies you, just to give some real credit, you know, credibility to what you and Corey have gone through?
Well, this isn't going to help that cause. So just to be clear about this, so in Canada, there are legal routes to it. So for example, you can get psilocybin for end of life. You can get specialized MDMA treatment in a variety of studies, and or if you are suffering from what they call treatment resistant depression, which, you know, fundamentally means you got a knife at your wrist or a gun to your head, they might get you through. Like it's legal in these very narrow things that frankly don't work. It's too little too late in almost all of the structured process of Canada. So in Canada, there's the above ground and there's the underground. And the above ground and the underground play together in gray areas is the best way I can put this. And for example, our training was an underground training, to be perfectly clear. Designed and run by a psychologist who had a practice for over 30 years and in very specific circumstances would do some psychedelic therapy with folks who weren't getting anywhere with the traditional model. After doing that for decades.
Can I clarify, when I say traditional models, I mean the traditional depression, anti-anxiety, psychotropics, like all of those things that are not working for people.
Exactly. Talk therapy, cognitive behavior, like all of these things that that get so far, and I'm very cautious to say that they don't work, but right. They have there's a line that they can't get past that psychedelics allows us to. So anyway, he did that for decades. A bunch of his peers said, "Listen, you have about the most experience in this process. I would like to be trained. Would you train us?" And he started this underground training organization. So when we went, there was 14 of us in the training. Of the 14, 11 were therapists, psychologists, and psychiatrists. We were some of the anomalies. So in this case, just to be clear about it, 8-day residential training, about a 300-hour online process, pretty damn comprehensive with a strong emphasis on pharmacology, given his background, and a therapeutic approach. So anyway, great training, to be perfectly frank with you, but not recognized by any official body by any stretch of the imagination. And in this space, I just have to say this, you got to do your homework. You have to do your homework. This space is also, and I'm sure you have a little bit of this in the cannabis space, but this space can be a little bit of, you know, wackadoodles are us. So the consumer really does need to be cautious, careful, and all those pieces, which, you know, arguably, what kept Corey and I out of the space for 5 years. Like, we'd been invited at masterminds. We'd been invited by a therapist in Vancouver. We'd been a variety, like, there's opportunities for 5 years. And we're like, listen, we are not doing that shit. We're not putting something in our body or some dingbat might have been made in a bathtub. Like, that's like, that is offside and ridiculous. And one of the most common things that we talk about as we were doing our reinvention was like, son of a bitch, couldn't we have found this sooner? Like, what wouldn't this have made such a difference for us sooner? But the honest truth is, obviously, we weren't ready. That was a long answer. Does it make sense? So we are certified. Nobody.
Build up to, you guys get certified. Now you start doing retreats. Like, how do you serve just people or couples? Because I know your specialty, because it's you and Corey, which, by the way, those of you that are just joining our podcast or have joined, again, Corey is Jay's wife of over 30 years. So, I mean, how do you actually serve the couples or an individual? Like, give some examples of that kind of, like, who'd come to you.
So that's a great question. And let's just start with the couples and this process that we invented, for lack of a better term. So, I'm going to give a personal story, because literally the connection experience is nothing more than the mirror of what Corey and I manifested and created for ourselves in what we came to call our adventures. And to be clear, we use MDMA and a beautiful medicine called 3MMC. And what transpired is every 6 weeks, we got into this ritual of, we were going to have time just for us. And we were going to utilize this incredible, loving, peaceful, presencing, compassionate space to both heal ourselves and to lean into some of the difficult conversations that were necessary for reinvention. And as we got into this cadence of every 6 weeks, there began to be this preparation process about 5 days prior to the experience, and this follow-up process about 5 days after. And if you think of it from the perspective of psychedelics, the first 5 days is about intention, anticipation. That really boils down to communicating in a meaningful and deep manner what I want to give to you, what I'd like to receive from you, and what I'd like us to share in this experience. And there's 5 days and specific exercise activities and processes that lead up to that. Then the night in the actual hotel, where we'd always get to a separate and neutral environment where we would go through this experience that would run from, you know, basically about 4 PM till about 2 AM, that were some of the most meaningful and beautiful experiences of my entire life. And I remember Laurel saying to Corey, I'd say we were probably about 9 months into our process. And I should just be clear about this. Our sex life increased literally 100 times.
Love you.
Yeah. Like, and not just from the mechanical, but the intensity, the routes to orgasm, that, like, it was just fucking amazing. Between us, we lost like 60 pounds. It just, things changed, like, in to the degree where people shouted up at our door, said, what the hell are you doing? And can you help? Anyway, my point is those nights are so magical. Like I said to Corey more than once, it's like, you know what? If at this moment in time we got struck by lightning, I would be 100% fine, except not seeing my boys grow up. Nothing. Yeah. I really don't give a shit about anything else in the entire universe, and I absolutely meant that with all my heart. Mm-hmm. So that process that we created for us, that healed us, changed us, transformed us, is what the connection experience actually is. And when we became certified, we just sent a note to some friends and said, "Listen, we're going to beta test this. We have no idea if it will have the same kind of effect." And we beta tested with 8 couples, and every single one of those 8 couples said, that was spectacular. We got to do that again. How do we do that? And that was the beginning of this thing that became a business that we had no intention for it to be a business.
So to that point, though, you just said there's 8 couples. So is it a couple one-on-one experience? And obviously there's a difference of working on couple, say, therapy, couple work, mm-hmm. than an individual. So maybe describe, before you describe, like, how does somebody enter it? And do they have to keep coming back? Can they just go once? What's the experience? Because I think a lot of people are just curious. I know that's part of the reason I wanted to podcast you. I wanted to bring, like, this has been around. This isn't something like this brand new to me either. I've been watching, microdosing LSD come to light in Oregon. I've seen, you know, other states looking at just microdosing small psychedelics in a variety of spaces. especially with the more, what would you call that? I'd say medically necessary, because what you're talking about is a deeper healing, but there's also a medical necessity of this. So I'm going to separate those.
Yeah. So let's, there's a lot of questions there. So let me talk about the grounding from our perspective, which is, and I want to be very clear that the connection experience is no microdose. Like we follow the MAPS protocol. And for those of you that don't know, MAPS.org is the organization that has been leading the charge to legalize MDMA, a gentleman by the name of Rick Doblin. He has gone through this process. And MDMA has been recognized as a breakthrough drug and has been fast-tracked by the FDA and is in it just completing its third stage of drug trials. There's talk that it will be legal in California in the next 4 to 6 months for therapy. So Yahoo, we are getting there in that domain. So we use the MAPS protocol, which is a significant dose, and it is spectacular. So back to your other question, how we do it is as couples qualify, and when we say qualified, there's some health concerns, there's some mental health, there's some mental health concerns, there's some physical health concerns. Not everybody can do this, but if you can, it's spectacular. We go through all of those pieces. They do their 5-day prep. They show up. When they show up, we get together as a group for approximately an hour to reinforce intention. And in psychedelics, there's intention, set, and setting. So intention, this is what I want to create. This is where I'm headed. This is what's going on. Setting is the environment in which we are going to operate. And it's incredibly, incredibly important that there's an environment that creates space for them. That's why we always do this outside of the home. We get a hotel, we have a great neutral space. We have them, they've got a to bring with them list. So it's a beautiful experience. And then set, this is the most important part, is where we are at individually, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, sexually, what we are bringing to this experience, both consciously and less than consciously. And the couple needs to be on the same page as that. So there's about an hour where we reinforce what those pieces are. We sign these things called informed consent forms. It says, I'm a big kid. I understand what I'm doing is, you know, the way we go. We do a couple little activities to get them in the correct space. They go off to their hotels. Then we're there as safety net and support. We're in contact about every 45 minutes. We check in on them when necessary prior to any additional dosing and just make sure everybody's 100% safe. We have an additional safety network behind us, which is both health and wellness, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And we go on this little adventure. Then the next day we follow up, but we have a little breakfast, debrief with them. There's 5 days of assignments and then an integration coaching session at the end of the 5 days. So it is very, very private, but we do start together to make sure that the intention is all on the same page. Yeah. And we do that simply because we can't do that. You know, we've got an event coming up and there's 11 couples in that event. We just have to put that together for efficiency for us.
I love that.
So that's a lot of work. So here's the part that I was trying to get to. Sorry, I totally forgot. So here's the thing. Think of this as a pendulum. On this end is the therapy end. And the therapy end is quite clinical, is quite structured, is in the midst of exploration, okay? And it has the assumption, the operating assumption that there's some sort of deep trauma, there's something going on that you got to be ready for. So there's that end of the spectrum. The other end of the pendulum is the recreational use. And the truth of the matter is this weekend, 10 million people on planet Earth are going to be playing with psychedelics, most of whom are going to be just fine. And some people are going to get harmed. That's just the truth of it because of the nature of it.
Probably going to die. Let's just put that all in. Like some are going to not do it right because they don't have any guidance on how to do it.
They don't have any guidance. They don't have a clue what they're set and setting. They don't know what the source of the medicine is. They haven't run the proper testing, like all of those pieces. And in the middle, what we would call is that we serve in the couple's domain, healthy normals. And healthy normals are people that, like you, like me, have some challenges, have some ups and downs, but are fundamentally equipped and fundamentally in a pretty good spot and in a fundamentally loving and committed relationship already, where the two loving folks can guide and support one another through this process with our support and our assistance. So our model is very specific about who we deal with. And then in the healthy normals, we really have three categories of folks we serve. Top of the list is couples that have been together somewhere between 7 and 13 years. They got little people and they're still in love. They're doing well, coping with their lives, but they look at each other. It's like, this is not sustainable. Like if we do this another 15 years, this'll be the end of us. So we're going to do something proactively. Love, love, love those couples. Then there's another set of couples, which are usually a little bit older, often on second marriages. And they're like, we are not effing this up like we did the other one. We are like going to look outside of the box. We are going to lean into this process. We are going to love each other like we've never loved anyone before, because we ain't going back to that shit. And then there's the third ones, which are, they're in trouble, but they're not always honest about how much trouble they're in. And those are mostly
my financial kind of clients. They're in trouble. They don't know how much trouble, but they kind of do know how bad it really is. And now they got to come get honest and say, I'm ready for help.
Yeah. So those are the three categories of folks that come to us. And our oldest couple is 73. And been together 36 years or 37 years. I think our freshest couple was just with us this last weekend. They've been together 7 months, and second relationship for him, first for her, in terms of that commitment piece, and wanting to do it right.
So talk about some of your favorite success stories. So we talked a little bit about how they screen. Again, those of you that want to just learn, not pushing anything, you're going to go to asklaurel.com/fireside. Jay's going to talk about that in a little bit. But talk about some of the success stories and like what results have come out of this. Because I know, like you said, just losing weight for some people might be a reason for someone to start entering the space.
So we make a really bold promise that sounds a little bit ridiculous, but we fulfill on it all the time. And here's the core of it, which is this, is when people do this, and you'd ask, do they do it once? So most folks, when they recognize and see what happens, most folks continue on with this. So they come and they do it once, and then there's something that we call the ritual, which is what Corey and I actually did that truly changed us, which is some process that goes on for 8 months, maybe a year, depending how they spread it out. And I could give you a whole multitude, but I'm going to give you one sort of specific and perhaps a little too specific for you, but I think it's important to note this.
Yeah, we're all good. We're all grown-ups here. And by the way, this is worldwide. So all of you, if you are in countries outside of the United States, you probably have a little more access than us. The FDA's, I think, wouldn't you agree, is one of the strongest and most shut down places where this probably can't exist. But if you are around the world and listening, so lean in. So tell me in detail, all of you get ready.
So there's a couple. Love them both. This is another interesting point that I want to bring up. So they struggled with addiction and stopped drinking about 4 years prior. And the truth is the patterns of the drinking didn't really work. Although they were, let's call them clean, it was difficult and it was hard for them. And sex had virtually stopped. It was not working, all those pieces. So what transpired first and foremost was that they were very concerned because of their addiction stuff. Psychedelics are non-addictive. You can't get addicted to psychedelics. The very method by which they work, if you use more, they stop working. Okay, so you do not have to worry about that in any way, shape, or form. They don't have any of that physiological bullshit. And in fact, we have a multitude of clients who have stopped drinking, who have stopped using weed, who have it clears addictions in ways you wouldn't believe. So their whole piece was they thought that they were going to be done and that sex was something of the past. There were some obligatory processes for him, but she was pretty much done and it hurt her physically. Orgasm was a thing of the past unless she was on her own. Like it was not there. And we get the craziest and most beautiful texts in the entire universe. But so Corey and I are out having dinner one night and she picks up her phone. She goes and says, you got to read this and pass it over. And the client texts Corey and says, this is not only have we been having great and wild sex, but for the first time in over a decade, I just had my first orgasm during intercourse. Thank you guys for the transformation and the change. It saved our marriage. And that's just one of the things, you know, like there's another one. These are friends of ours. She actually worked for us years ago. She and her husband, two little kids, taxed beyond belief. He just buried both his mom and his dad. Like they're in a tender, tender, tender spot. And it had been wearing on them and the distance was growing. And we were 2.5 hours into the connection experience. And the text I get is, thank you. Oh, my God. I have my wife back. I didn't think that it was possible. And by the way, I can give you hundreds of those kinds of experiences. But here's what really happens is that when in that state, in the foundation of love, my true self is witnessed by the one that I love's true self. and that connection occurs, what actually transpires, because the amygdala is offline with MDMA and 3MMC. There's, and I want to be clear about this, gang. I'm going to go on a brief rant. There's a lot to talk about in this, which is, I hear from people say, oh, yes, well, I would do that, but I can meditate and get to that space. No, you can't. It's like, well, I could do breath work and get to that space because I did Wim Hof's jump on your left foot breathing technique. No, you can't. So here, let me just make this super effing clear. There is one scientifically proven method and medicine that takes the amygdala offline, the fear processing center of the brain, to allow you to be more present, to hear things, communicate more clearly, to open your heart. One thing, uno, and that is MDMA. That is why it has been fast-tracked. That is why it clears PTSD in three sessions when nothing else in the universe has. So anyway, my point is, this space of being in true self with the amygdala offline leads to one fundamental piece, which is being the most loved and loving of your entire life. Hmm. And those sound like nice words, but when it actually happens, that presence, that moment, that healing, that forgiveness, that letting go, that I'm going to say melting into one another, there is nothing in the universe that can compare. And so I can give you a million specific examples of that, but all of them boil down to that one experience of being seen as true self by my partner in their true self state and feeling most loved and loving of your entire life.
Hey, this is Laurel. And a lot of you have been like giving some feedback and saying, I want to make some money. I actually need to grow my business and I really need to understand millionaire structure. So go to asklaurel.com/podcast, grab 2 free tickets to my millionaire intensive. I'll see you there and teach you every one of those topics. So again, then, Jay, what about the people who are out there single, doesn't have that relationship? And I want to go straight. When you said PTSD, that gave me a whole nother like line of questioning, and we have to get rolling out of here in a moment. So I might have to have you back, which we already sold you. It's probably going to be a couple series because I do want people to get educated about it. So you think about the vets in the U.S., right? You talk about vets all over the world, right, who have served, have PTSD from wars, from all of this. You said it can heal in 3 sessions. So let's go to the individuals versus the relationship. How does that get affected? Because that seemingly is, for many, I shouldn't say more powerful, but as powerful and a front line to even them starting.
So here's what happened. We decided we wanted to just focus on couples because that was our history. But couples can only get so far in this loved and loving state. And then there's shit that they got to work on their own. So we resistantly started doing individual journeys, and individual journeys are a completely different animal altogether. That is a process of setting what the intention is, understanding what the issues, the challenges are that the individual wants to face. We create a custom medicine stack, which is a process to basically utilize the gifts of different medicine to serve and support what the objective is. And I need to pause here and just say this. I am just really not a fan, big picture, of people who have a one medicine model. And what I mean by that is mushrooms are fantastic. Ayahuasca can be fantastic. MDMA can be fantastic. LSD can be fantastic. 2CB, but the truth of the matter is that what you're really looking for, big picture, is how to bring those things together to serve you where you're at and what your objective is. So we go through, when we do a personal journey, what is that medicine stack for you? And then generally it's an entire day. It's somewhere between 4.5 and 6.5 hours, eye mask on, music on. There's a guide who is with you the entire time. That might include some conversation, that might include a little bit of body work, that might include some meditations, that might include some music. Anything and everything under the sun to serve and support what that intention is. And then from there, we then go to the integration component and how we support afterwards, because the journey is one piece, how you bring it to your life day to day is another.
Interesting. So fascinating. Jay, I want to hear about the fireside conversation that you have. I know it is a massive gift, but for those of you that are just curious, interested, and before you shut it out, if you're one of those people, just listen. Just be open. I would say no matter what it is, I want you leaning in and always learning and be a learner. So asklaurel.com is my site, ASKLORAL. Ask a question, make a request at any point during any podcast. But specifically to grab Jay's fireside gift to you, which he's going to describe in 1 second, is asklaurel, ASKLORAL.com/fireside. What is it?
It is the top 10 questions that, and I think that we can probably put two here. I'm just going to ask you. So it's the top 10 questions that couples ask and that they need answered before utilizing or integrating psychedelics into their relationship. And we've answered these a bunch of times. So Corey and I just sat down and answered. We tell you a little bit more of our story and all of those pieces. Now there's also a personal fireside. And I'm just wondering if we can, could we do like fireside personal as well? Yeah. I should have thought of this earlier, Laurel, but with the questioning, we kind of went to that. And they're slightly different because the interaction and the experience as a couple is radically different than these personal journeys where we go into our inner world and inner landscape to explore what the heck is going on. But the part that I want to just say, both of those, just answer those questions. And then you decide, it's like, is this something that I should be looking into? And then I'll say the last part about that, which is you should. The science is abundantly clear. This helps in ways and manners that is not possible in any other way. And psychedelics are going to change the trajectory of both mental health and mental health care on planet Earth and the evolution of humanity from this point forward. That's irrefutable. The only question is, are you going to get on early or you get on late?
Yeah, that's awesome. So again, go to askloral.com/fireside. We'll have Jay back and continue our conversations with he. Maybe bring Corey back, bring his wife back to have a bigger conversation. Look forward to your response on this. So make sure you put some posts in the comment, do some reviews. And again, at any point, just call our office, ask questions. Just go to Ask Laurel, A-S-K-L-O-R-A-L. Ask question, make a request. We'll be back next Friday with another podcast. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening to the Real Money Talks podcast. Your host has been Laurel Langmire, author of 5 New York Times bestsellers, money expert on Dr. Phil, CNN, CNBC, The Street TV, Fox News, and The View. Want to learn more about off-Wall Street investing, tax strategies, and multi-million dollar business strategies? Visit liveoutloud.com/podcast for past episodes, show notes, and resources. For some special wealth-building gifts only for Laurel's podcast listeners, visit liveoutloud.com/podcast gifts. Do you have a burning question for Laurel? Visit asklaurel.com to submit your question, and it may just be covered on a podcast episode. So stay tuned and be sure to subscribe to get new episodes every week.